This is Press Conference Extra. I am at the Heaton, joined by Mike McCall and Matt Fitzgerald to reflect on Arne Slot's press conference ahead of Liverpool's Champions League return at Anfield after a year off, just ahead of the game. Before we start, because I don't know whether people watch them all the way through, but with the European competitions, you get a player before you get the manager. And I think the most interesting thing about Alex McAllister's section, Martin, was his rather snazzy hoodie, you were saying.
It was a nice hoodie. It was a nice colour.
I mean, how would you describe the colour?
Reddish.
Reddish.
Maybe a little bit of like a rusty red. I thought it was nice though. And Chile sat up and he had that horrible YNWA cartoonish, logo, which sort of ruined it. But I thought, watching it, I thought it's not bad hoodie, though.
So if you saw that Nike hoodie in the shop without the branding on it, it's something you go for, because this always makes me laugh with the Liverpool retail stuff and the fact that you'll have two identical products, but one with a badge on for a certain club, suddenly the markup's like 50%, when actually the original just looks better anyway.
Yeah, I mean, as just a general rule with clothing, I don't tend to display brands as a general rule. But yeah, that YNWA thing is just weird. It wouldn't, that would stop me buying it. I once saw, actually, there was, just going completely off the topic already, there was a collaboration recently. I can't remember the clothing brand, but they did a collaboration with Seinfeld where they did all of Kramer's like shirts, and he was an underrated style icon, Kramer. So these shirts that they did for him, like sort of Cuban shirts, they looked incredible. But on each one, on the back, it had the Seinfeld logo on the TV show and completely ruined it. So a similar thing, that Kramer and Alexis McAllister themselves